Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, the harvest is here and the time is now, but guess what? Some of us aren't going to even be able to take advantage of, live through, or even grow from, or prosper from the harvest that is available to us because of Stair Step to Wealth number 8. Now, I did a previous series on the Stair Steps to Wealth, so go to the website and go watch them all or listen to them all on the podcast, but I am saying to you, if we want to get to the next level, we must do this. Now, let me just review very quickly. Stair step to wealth number 1 was to spend less money. Stair step to wealth number 2 was to get more money. Stair step to wealth number 3 was to get your money back. Make sure you have a home-based business so that you can get as many tax deductions as you possibly can that are legally and ethically allowed by the IRS. Remember, tax evasion will land you in jail. Tax avoidance is perfectly legal. The IRS gives you permission to go and research and or take classes so you can learn about the 400 plus tax deductions available to home-based business owners. Stair step to wealth number 4 is to make your money grow and plan for retirement. Because while you are working, you are getting a paycheck. But when you retire, you're going to need a play check, P-L-A-Y, a check that you can play with, a check you don't have to be stressed out over getting, a check that is going to come to you every single day, whether you work or not, a check that will last you for the rest of your life and possibly for the lives of future generations to come. Stair step wealth to wealth number 5 was to protect your assets with proper life insurance and estate planning. You see, stair step to wealth number 5 is where you have the power today. Even if you don't make it to next month, next week, next year, with proper life insurance and estate planning, you can ensure that the plans you have for tomorrow will actually come to pass, right? Most of us, unfortunately, are worth more dead than alive. I hate to say that, but it's true. But this is how wealthy families for generations have passed on wealth for generations. All right. So we want to make sure that we've got all of those things in place, and not just life insurance for your family, key man insurance for your business, buy sell agreements. If you've got people in your business that if something happened to them, then you'd want to make sure you could buy them out and not have to run the business with their family. But you've got all those things in place and you've got an estate plan, not just a will, so that your assets can pass over to your beneficiaries without you having to worry about it. Stair step to wealth number 6 was to buy real estate and to own where you live or somehow develop a strategy so that you can eventually live for free. Right? You don't have to pay any for any place to live. Stair step number 7 was to get your credit in check. Do not let bankruptcy pull you down. Do not let past credit mistakes keep you down. Do not let myths spin you around. Okay? So use your credit power. Anybody can overcome their past credit issues in order to get to the next level. Now, stair step to wealth number 8. This is the one that I'm going to spend quite a bit of time on, especially right now at this time of the year. And for many of you, that might be you are trying to rehash your New Year resolutions. You might be trying to revive the commitments that you made to yourself. You might be trying to reignite what it is that you say you want to do. And this is one of the things that's blocking so many of us. And guess what? I have to say this about myself as well. So I'm going to step on some toes. And trust me, as I'm stepping on yours, I'm stepping on mine too. So we can all just say ouch and or amen together. Okay? Right? So stair step to wealth number 8 is to stop hoarding. We got too much stuff. God wants to bless us with some new things, but we don't even have room for the new things because we cannot get rid of the old things.
We have emotional attachments to things that God has said, listen, I'm past that for you, okay? The Bible says, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. So if God has planned to prosper you, then we should get out of his way and get rid of the stuff that's holding us back. So I have been talking about decluttering. Stop hoarding. Declutter. Get rid of stuff we do not need. Let's learn how to move things out of the way and put them in the proper place so we can get to the next level financially. Now, let me just say this. If you think you can operate at your God-given best in excellence, okay, with power amidst clutter, you are mistaken and possibly delusional. There are people who are going to say, well, you know what? I operate better when it's junky. No. That's how you've learned to maintain. That's what you've grown to accept. That has become your new normal. But that does not mean that's your elevation. That does not mean that that is where your power lies. Okay. The only person who can operate well in junk is somebody at a junkyard, right? Because there's junk there, right? But even at the junkyard, there is order. Let me tell you something. God is not the author of confusion. Order was here first, and cleanliness is next to godliness. So what we are going to do is we are going to march out the remainder of the month, the week, the season, the quarter, the year. This applies at any given time of the year. You have got to march towards your dreams. You've got to march towards your blessing. You've got to march towards your destiny. And as you march towards your destiny, we're going to march the stuff right on up out of here that we don't need. Everybody, okay? We are all going to be in this together. I remember the first time I filed bankruptcy. It was 1999. And I had been delusional. I had been ignoring my bills. I had just been in a state of trying to figure it out. At that particular time, you could come to my house on a weekend. I had 52,000 jobs. I was like, Lenny, my name is Lenny, and I got plenty. Okay, that's what it was like when you came to my house. But the first thing I had to do in order to get to the next level is I had to declutter. The harvest is here and the time is now. Get your power.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Yes, the harvest is here and the time is now. So what is the action of the hour? The action of the hour is to start it now. Start getting rid of things. Look at all the stuff and be willing to tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself the truth. You cannot fix what you will not face. And some of us do not want to face the fact that we have too much stuff. If you have 22,000 pairs of shoes, 13,000 dresses, 600 pairs of pants, all of this stuff, and you've been wearing this as a badge of honor, but really this might be a badge of greed. This might be a badge of bad decisions. This might be a badge of hoarding. This might be a badge of lack of gratitude. This might be a badge of, they talk about when you overeat, right? Gluttony. This might be a badge of gluttony. It doesn't have to be, all right? God is not the author of confusion. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And cleanliness is next to godliness. So I want you to get started. Get ready. Let's get set. Because we're going to go to the next level.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. We're going to prove it by implementing, executing, and continuing to reevaluate stair step to wealth number 8, and that is to stop hoarding. You know, people ask me, Lynn, on this long list of financial tips that you have given us, things that we've never heard, things that we may have heard, but we did not know what order to put them in, or things that we heard and we didn't know how to complete the list of all the things that we needed for our wealth. Now, let me say this to you. Every single thing on the checklist of the stair steps to wealth, I have done, am doing, and am getting better at. I have done, I have achieved. But more important than that is that I have helped thousands of others do the same. So what I'm talking to you has worked. It is not a theory that has not been tried and that is true and that has been tested, right? So stair step to wealth number 8, to stop hoarding, is essential. Some of us are stuck in a dimension, in a space of existence, and you can't figure out why you can't get to the next level, and it's because of hoarding. It's because of having too many things. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to give you a list of the things that you can keep, and then we're going to talk about a list of the things that you must get rid of, all right? Because sometimes we don't know what that means because we have nostalgia, we're sentimental, some things are important to some and not to others. But let me tell you, this is the universal list. So here are the things that we're going to keep while we are on the path to stair steps to wealth. Number 8, stop hoarding. Declutter. Get rid of things that we don't need. Here's what we can keep. Number 1, and this is the most important thing, okay, that we're going to keep. Everything else, almost everything else, is completely 100% replaceable, but this is the one thing that we're going to keep. 1, you're going to keep important papers. You're going to keep the deed to your house, the title to your car, birth certificates, passports, important papers that cannot be replaced or would cause you a significant amount of time to replace and or would prevent you from gaining access to a resource or to some benefit if you did not have it. I would also say your vaccine card. So put that in there. So your marriage certificate, your marriage licenses, your deeds, your papers that you sign to purchase that asset. Keep all of those things. And I'm going to recommend that you keep them either in a safe, someplace that is not near you, okay? I'm going to recommend that you keep them in something that is fireproof and waterproof, okay? And then you might even want to keep some things in your safety deposit box, right? So if you've got lots of important papers, if there are things that need to be documented, for example, an estate plan and a will, you need the original signatures. And if something were to happen to the place that you live and or the place that you are keeping them, you want to make sure someone else can get to them, particularly you, but also that someone else can get to them. All right. So you're going to keep papers that you need. Let me tell you what papers you are not going to keep. You're not going to keep these papers. Now, y'all know Grandma B raised me in the projects. I remember going through her house, cleaning up things and getting rid of things. And at that particular time, Grandma was still paying her bills at the currency exchange. She was still going up to the currency exchange on 47th and Cicero and paying her light bill, her gas bill. She took the cash. She did not believe in checks and all these things. And I think it was maybe 1993. It was somewhere around 1993, and I was helping her clean out the house. And she had a bill from 1976, a gas bill, and it had been stamped paid. and she wanted to keep it because I said, no. Mm-mm. No, we are not doing that. Okay. So we're going to keep important papers, but here are the other papers you're going to keep. You're going to keep all of your receipts. If you are learning how to get your money back, and if you are documenting all of your expenses, then when you go to the counter at Starbucks, do not let them rush you off. Get that receipt, put it in an envelope, and label that envelope the month and the year that you are in. And then when you get home, place them in a larger container or box or some kind of portable cabinet and put them there. And you're going to keep your tax records. I recommend that you keep your tax records for 7 years. Okay? 7 years. But unless it's a deed or some important paper, you do not need to keep stuff from 1962, from 2001. You don't need to keep that stuff, okay? Now, at some point, what you'd like to do is to be able to scan all of those documents. There are apps that will allow you to scan those documents, all right? And if you go to my website at asklynn.org, you become a member of the Entrepreneurs Academy that I teach you how to do all those things, but you may scan them. So eventually you don't even need the hard copies, but you've got the scanned documents. Now, I'm just going to be honest. I have not gotten that sophisticated where I can scan every single thing I have. And I have not paid anybody to do that for me. But if you are really trying to declutter, get rid of stuff you don't need, and stop hoarding, this is an important area, okay? Oh, you're also going to keep those insurance policies, all right? So keep your insurance policies, mortgage, real estate papers, deeds, titles, birth certificates, the receipts that you are documenting as business deductions, because your credit card receipt is not enough. The debit transaction on your bank statement is not enough. You must also have a physical receipt if you were ever to be asked questions by the IRS. And even if they accepted your other stuff, you still want to have it as a backup anyway. All right. I'm going to talk about what happens in an audit. I'm going to have a very special guest, my mentor, who trained all the IRS agents. He used to be an IRS tax attorney. And now he's been mentoring me for the past 14 years and 15 now. And so he's going to mentor you as well. But for now, this is what you're going to keep. Here's what you also get to keep. You get to keep furniture that you are using now, okay? Furniture that you're using now, all right? Some of us have furniture in storage, and you have spent more on the storage than it will cost to buy the stuff again, okay? Raise your hand if you're sure. That's me. I've got stuff in storage. I've got to get rid of some of that stuff in storage, things that I say I'm going to use someday, and it's not happening. Okay, so what I want you to do is only to focus on the stuff that you have room for now, because what you are spending in storage, you could actually take that and make that money grow and earn enough interest to not just buy the stuff again, but to have some change back. Okay, all right, so this is what we've got to do. This is, for some people, this is your breakthrough. For some people, you've been waiting on that opportunity. You've been waiting on that breakthrough. You've been waiting on that job. You've been waiting on that contract. You've been waiting on that thing, but you can't get to the next level because you're hoarding things. It happened to me at the beginning of the pandemic. I was used to being on the road, so I didn't really have a specific place at home that I would work. I would pull my things out at the kitchen table. But guess what? Once the pandemic hit, okay. And I'm not going to say I had a home office, but I didn't have space to work on it. So once the pandemic hit, I got stuff everywhere. I'm doing Zoom from the bed. Let me tell you, child, it was crazy. I had to get rid of stuff, clear out something and use the furniture and get the furniture that I needed to get to the next level. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. The harvest is here and the time is now, but in order to get to it, you're going to have to break through it. And for some of us, the breakthrough is going to come with stair step to wealth number 8, and that is to stop hoarding, declutter, get some order
in your life, your some physical order. Yeah, we need mental order, we need emotional order, but sometimes we can't even get to that because we don't have physical order, right? So order was here first, and I say that God is not the author of confusion. So if there is confusion with too much stuff, then we're going to get rid of it. All right. So the things that we're going to keep are important papers. That's number one. Number two, you also get to keep furniture that you are using now. Furniture that you are using now. The stuff in storage, only in certain very rare instances are you able to actually capitalize off of the stuff that you've had in storage for 5, 10, 15 years. Some people have had stuff in storage so long that you could have been a millionaire by now with what you've been paying in storage. You could have put that money into the stock market. You could have put that money into other financial instruments. You could have invested in real estate and flipped that property and doubled your earnings. You could have done something else with that money. And guess what? It's holding us back. Here's the other thing that you get to keep. Clothing that you can fit now. Okay. All right. So if you are a size, 12 and you used to be a size 2, get rid of those size 2s. Okay. Because first of all, it's old and I don't know when you're going to get there, but what we're not going to do is hold on to clothing that we used to fit with this dream of, which is really a delusion, that someday we're going to get back into it. You're going to keep clothing that you can fit today. Okay. All right. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to hold on to the stuff with the dream that somehow we're going to break through, make it through, get on the keto, Atkins, whoever it is, whatever, Weight Watchers, whatever it is, WW, all of it, Nutrisystem, and then think that we're going to get in those clothes. Because I'm going to tell you, once you lose weight, you're also going to lose some toxicity. Once you lose weight, you're going to lose weight. W-A-I-T. Once you lose W-E-I-G-H-T, you're also going to lose the W-A-I-T, the waiting time on your next level, because you're going to have the power to do what it is you need to do. So that may include additional streams of income, and you'll be able to purchase what it is that you need if you need it. That's if you need it. So criteria number one for clothing that you keep is clothing that you can fit today. Okay. All right. All right. You can fit the stuff that you can fit today. If it's too small, get rid of it. If it's too big, that got to go too. Don't keep the clothing that's too big thinking that you might gain the weight back, because guess what? That might be the thing that you need not to gain the weight. I lost over 100 pounds, a long time ago, and I've been fortunate enough to keep it off. And once I realized that I actually lost the weight, my friends had to take me out to go buy new clothes. I got rid of all the stuff that was too big. And guess what? Now, if I gain 8 pounds, 7 pounds, and clothes start getting a little too tight, guess what? My budget and my diet get 100% in alignment, because I'm not going to spend money on bigger clothes. So because I only have clothes that I can fit in my closet, that means I can't afford to gain any weight. So there are some things that you can do and some barriers that you can put in place to keep your own self in line, and keeping clothing that you can no longer fit is a recipe for disaster. Plus it's too much clutter. All right. Now here's the second criteria for clothing that you can keep. We are talking about stair step to wealth. Number 8, get rid of stuff you don't need, declutter, stop hoarding, whatever you want to call it. But it is making room for the blessings that God has for us. That's what this is all about. I remember moving from Chicago to LA, and one of my good friends, she had about 40 boxes, and it was just her when she moved from one city to the next. I have a family of 5, a husband, 3 children. We moved a total of 14 boxes between the 5 of us. I got rid of everything else. I realized it was so much stuff that I did not need. All right. So I was able to elevate and to expand because I had a fresh view and clear space. So you are also going to keep clothing that you remember. All right. So for clothing, you must be able to fit it and you must remember it. If you did not even remember that you had that piece of clothing, get rid of it. Okay. If you did not remember that you had your favorite dress from 1982, let me tell you, I had the dress that I wore one of the, you know, date nights at, during my honeymoon in 1995. I had that dress in 2014. I was never going to wear it again. I don't know why I was kidding myself. I had things that I just liked back in the 80s or 90s. You're not going to wear that stuff again, okay? And when I would go through my closet, I forgot I even had it. So you're only going to keep clothing that you can fit and that you remember, okay? And I got a third criteria, and that you've worn in the past 2 years. If you've not worn it in the past 2 years, you do not remember it, and or you cannot fit it, it got to go. You see, I know I'm coming down all of our lane. I know. I had stuff that, okay, I remember it, but I have not worn it this century. Why do I still have it? Okay? We're going to get rid of that stuff. We're gonna walk into the season that God has for us, and we're going to walk into it with a clean slate. We're going to walk into it as we elevate, and we're going to walk into it as we penetrate, getting rid of the old stuff so that we can actually appreciate, have room for, have capacity for the new stuff. You don't have to just declutter your mind and your energy. You also have to declutter your spirit. And yes, you have to declutter your space. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
The harvest is here. The time is now. But in order to get to it, we must get through it. There is a breakthrough that is waiting for you. And it comes along with this step. This step, stop hoarding, stair step number 8, is essential to getting into a new dimension. A new dimension of thought, a new dimension of faith, a new dimension of trust, and a new dimension of abundance and prosperity. Because it is not about how much stuff we can keep and hold on to. It is about trusting that God is going to give us what we need and provide for the things that we are going to be able to walk into as He plans to prosper us, right? But some of us are afraid. We're thinking, there are no plans, so we got to hold on to everything. We operate in survival mode, and guess what? We end up blocking our own blessings. So, stair steps to wealth, I've talked about them. You can go and listen to an old show, a podcast, and review them all. But stair step to wealth number 8 is to stop hoarding, get rid of stuff you don't need, declutter, whatever that means for you. The stuff that we're going to keep, important papers, number 1. Number 2, furniture we can use now. Number 3, clothing that we can fit, that we remember and wore within the past 2 years. You know, I have sandals that I have not worn in multiple summers. Now, I will give you an extra year due to the pandemic, all right? So if you did not wear it in 2019, then get rid of it, right? Don't go all the way back to 2018, 2017, 2016. All right. So 2020, we know we had a pandemic. 2021, we don't know what that was. And then 20, you know, we just kind of here in this thing. But if it's clothing, if it doesn't fit, get rid of it. Okay. That's just as simple as that. And if you do not remember it, get rid of it. And if you have not worn it within the past 2 years, give yourself a 1 year grace period because of the pandemic, then get rid of it. All right. This is what we are going to get rid of. Now, those are the things that we get to keep. That's it. Important papers. If you can actually scan those papers, you still want originals of your estate plan, your will, your deed, the titles, birth certificates. You still want originals someplace in a safe or safety deposit box, something that you can get to in the event of some kind of emergency, catastrophe, or, you know, what have you. you're going to get rid of everything else. All right. You're going to get rid of, let me just go through the list of the things that you're going to get rid of. You are going to get rid of proclamations, invitations, salutations, greeting cards, report cards, programs. You are going to get rid of all this paper. Okay, people give you greeting cards every year for your birthday, anniversary, and you've got that stuff stacked up in your dresser drawer. You've got it stacked up in your junk drawer. You got it. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of that stuff. Okay, now I'm going to tell you, I had my notes from class from 1992. I had those same notes from Northwestern University when my daughter went to school in 2013, and I still had them in 2014. Never going to use that stuff, all right? So I'm telling you what I know. I'm stepping on my own toes. All these proclamations and invitations and salutations and greeting cards and report cards. I had my report card from when I was one, okay? I'm sorry, when I was in first grade, not one. I didn't go to school then. I should have probably been in school because I was talking and bossing people around even at that age. But first grade. Okay, it's time to get rid of some of that stuff. Now, here's the deal. If you are not going to scrapbook it, get rid of it. If you did not start scrapbooking before today, get rid of it. This is you only proven and time tested and true scrapbookers get to keep some of this stuff in order because it is what you do and have done. But you're not going to start scrapbooking today, okay? Look, don't even try to play me, y'all. I love y'all too much for that, all right? Don't start today. If you did not do it before today, you are not going to start today. Here's the other deal with all of this stuff. Memorabilia, okay? So we got old things that we had and so on and so forth. Take a picture. Take a picture and show it to your children later, okay? If you are not a celebrity or a VIP whose memorabilia will increase in value over time and you can cash that in or archive it or something like that, get rid of it. Take a picture. All right. The harvest is here and the time is now, but we must break through it in order to get to it.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. We must break through it in order to get to it. And I am telling you, I believe, I know, I feel, I understand. I have lived it and I continue to live it because as you exist, as you live out each day, you get more stuff. And for some of us, we need to declutter, get rid of stuff we don't need probably once a month, minimally once a quarter. And if that's not something that we've done in quite some time, do it now. Your season is here now. Your opportunity is here now. Your blessing is here now. So stair step to wealth number 8. Yes, it is to stop hoarding and get rid of stuff we don't need. Declutter. All right. Nobody's operating at their best in a state of confusion with stuff everywhere. I don't care who you are and I don't care what you say. Okay. You show me somebody who's doing well, then I'm going to declutter them. We're going to get you decluttered and you're going to soar. You tell me somebody who's doing great. I'm going to show you somebody who will then be extraordinary. We're going to get rid of this stuff. Okay. So we're going to get rid. We're going to keep important papers. We talked about that. You're going to keep clothing, furniture that you're using now, the stuff in storage. Let's do something else with it. You're going to keep clothing that you can fit and that you remember and that you have worn within the past 2 years. Give yourself a 1 year grace period for the pandemic. You're going to get rid of everything else. Proclamations, invitations, salutations, greeting cards, report cards, programs. If you're not going to scrapbook it, get rid of it. If you are not already a scrapbooker, don't start now. If you are not a celebrity and your memorabilia has no monetary value that can produce generational wealth, get rid of it. Take a picture of the stuff that you want your great, 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 great grandchildren to see. Take a picture of it. Okay. Because we're not going to have enough room. Imagine if you kept all your stuff and then your children kept all their stuff and their grandchildren, who are we passing it down to? It's too much stuff. Okay. You're going to get rid of old clothes, old shoes, old purses, old pocketbooks. Let me tell you, I had old purses, designer purses that I probably shouldn't have bought anyway, because I did not have enough money to keep in them. You buy a $300 purse, you better have $300 in it. You buy a $2,000 purse, if the purse costs more than the amount of money you can keep in it on a regular basis, you know we need to get rid of that. Well, anyway, I had some old stuff that I was never going to ever use again. Old pocketbooks, wedding dresses. I had the wedding dress that my cousin passed down to me in 1995 when I got married. My children, I have three daughters. They're not wearing that. They are not wearing it. They're not going to do it. Okay? Let's all be realistic. This new generation, they're not wearing some of that stuff that we're trying to save for them. All of the stuff that no one wants you to look at or give to them, and stuff that nobody is ever going to wear again. Like I said, take a picture and archive it if you want to get to the next level. This is so important. I've got some more stuff that we got to get rid of. But before I talk about that, I have to say this. This is your season. As you go through the process of getting rid of stuff, it might cause some emotion. When I was going through that first bankruptcy and I had to go through all those old papers, I had to go through all of that stuff, I was crying, and it showed me just how out of order I had been. But no more. The harvest is here. The time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. I am so excited because guess what? I see you in your breakthrough, in your next level, in the next dimension, because we are now dealing with stair step to wealth number 8. If you missed the first 7 stair steps, I'm just going to say them again for you very quickly. And you want to go watch and or listen to, because some people watch the podcast. You look at the thing. I don't know why, but it's okay. You want to go look at the podcast on the website. But right now, you're going to do number 1, spend less money. Number 2, get more money. Number 3, get your money back. Number 4, plan for retirement and make your money grow. Number 5, protect your assets. Number 6, buy real estate, own where you live. Figure out a way to live for free. Number 7, get your credit in check. Number 8, stair step to wealth. Number 8 is to stop hoarding, declutter, get rid of stuff you don't need. We've already said what we're going to keep. You're only going to keep important papers. You're only going to keep furniture that you use now. You're only going to keep clothing that you can fit and that you remember and that you wore within the past 2 years. Give yourself a grace period. I keep repeating this because I want you to really get it. You're getting rid of everything else. And let me tell you what else you're going to do. Once you make a decision to start getting rid of this stuff, I need you to refrain from giving all your junk to somebody else. Okay, now you want to get all your junk and you want to force it on other people. Now, if you have a working electronic item, a working television, a working some other kind of electronic appliance, and you know someone else who actually needs it because they are moving or relocating, absolutely sort those things out and give them to people. But one of my very good friends and business partners, and y'all know her, MC Light, she was decluttering and getting rid of stuff she don't need. Then she brought it all to me. Then I had the stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not how this is supposed to go. I had nice, vase, a very nice vase and a very nice flower pot, stuff that I did not use. Okay. So one, you're going to get rid of stuff that you don't need, and you're not going to give other people stuff that they don't need. Okay. This is a holistic type of situation around here. Okay, so if you are in the process of getting rid of stuff and decluttering, you're going to say no to furniture, lamps, curtains, old dishes. I had some old dishes from a wedding gift in 1995 that was still in the original box, the original packaging in 2014 when I relocated from Chicago to LA. I'm sorry, whoever bought me that, I just never got to it. All right. and I wasn't about to give it to somebody else. There were some things that were just not even worth the time and the energy. All right. Now, do not ask me or anybody else you know if they want this stuff. Stop putting people on the spot. This is about freedom. This is about elevation. This is about revelation. Okay? This is also about execution. You got to do it. And I want you to move through it. I want you to get to the other side. And the way to get to the other side is to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. All right? Some of us think that we keeping this stuff and we're going to, no. Now you can truly tithe or give to the needy. There may be some things that you can either put on consignment or go and give to the Salvation Army or give to a homeless shelter. If you've got those things, do them. But I want you to do them, and I want you to do it now.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.